Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. If you've ever dreamed of growing your business, and don't try to tell me you haven't, it pays to have role models. With us now is Joe Cortese. He's the president of Noble Spirit, and he's known on eBay as top-rated seller Noble Spirit. He's also one of the featured sellers on eBay's new Big Things Start Small microsite at ebay.com/big. Joe, tell us, what do you sell?
We sell stamps and coins, Griff. Hi, good to talk to you again.
How you doing, Joe?
It's great to talk to you.
So, you guys?
So you sell stamps and coins?
Yes.
Is that what
stamps, coins, collectibles?
Is that what you've always sold on eBay?
Yeah.
How did you get started?
It's a long story. It all started on a train journey, but it really starts in the mind. It's that desire to do something bigger than what you've done before. And, eBay was that place back in those days. eBay was this tremendous opportunity then, as it is now.
Go back on the train. Yeah, we want to hear the train story.
I was on my way to Florida to buy a stamp collection. And I just by chance happened to have dinner with the director of Amtrak at the time in the dinner car. And he asked me what I was doing, and I told him, and he said, well, where do you sell your stuff? And I said, well, I have various channels. We sell to high-end auction houses, and then we wholesale out to other dealers. And he said, well, have you ever heard about eBay? And I said, no, what's eBay? And this was back in 97. And so he proceeded to tell me, and he said he sold World War II memorabilia. Now, I'm sitting having dinner with the director of Amtrak, telling me he's selling World War II memorabilia on eBay, and he said it's great. He said you just put it up there and you just watch the checks roll in. And this image of watching the checks rolling in,
literally rolling in,
yes,
like balls.
Right.
that image stayed with me for a year, and it actually took me a year to get on eBay. And then when I did, it was just. It's just an amazing experience then as it is now. I mean, I sold a duck stamp to a guy in Alaska, and that was the first thing I believe we sold on eBay. We were just turned into immediate overnight retailers. The amazing thing is that there's just no limits. I mean, you can just literally sell as much as you want to. If you wanted to sell $10 a day on eBay, you could do it. If you wanted to sell 10,000 a day on eBay, you could do it. If you wanted to sell 100,000 a day, you could literally do that. I mean, I am constantly inspired by my fellow sellers, people who are selling those kind of numbers, $10, $20, $30, $100,000 a day. I'm inspired by sellers like Linda Lightman, coin dealers that I know, other folks that I know. This one guy, he came into the business that his dad was running for many years, and they had a safe full of inventory. And his son took one look at this, and he said, it's in the safe. He said, it's dark in there. He said, nobody can see it. He said, yeah, well, what do you want me to do? So he just took this whole entire inventory, put it on eBay, and these people are doing $26 million a year.
Wow. Joe, you were already an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Before you started selling on eBay.
Right. I'm not easily impressed.
Exactly. It was like, well, I'm going to try this. It's another channel. But you already had the entrepreneurial spirit. I think eBay single-handedly brought out the millions of people who didn't even know they had an entrepreneur inside of them.
Absolutely.
Because normally in the old days, right, you had to go build a store or rent a store or buy a store or lease a store.
Yeah.
A lot of money went into the store itself, and that kept a lot of people from going into their own business.
Well, that's precisely the point. The barriers of entry to reach out and be able to touch within minutes a global market worth billions of dollars is virtually inconceivable. When I was building, you know, back in 1974, I built restaurants and borrowed money from all my friends, and it was tremendous hard work. And, you know, if I wanted to get a crowd or I wanted to do a special event, I had to take an ad out in the paper. I had to get the buzz out. There was no such thing as an internet. In the importing exporting business, you would take out full page ads. You'd answer the phone. You've got people. You've got to have a premises. You've got visitors coming.
I remember the days well.
I mean, those, you know, building businesses in those days was a tremendous feat. To think that you could, like I just said a minute ago, to think that you could literally sell as much as you want to, by jumping onto the eBay marketplace is just, it's so daunting a prospect that perhaps people don't really believe it.
Well, but that leads me to my next question, Joe. So what advice would you have for a seller who's never really, maybe not necessarily sold, but has only sold at a small level and they want to grow their business?
I think there's two things that anybody could do at any level. I think whether you're a small seller, you know, selling a collectible doll, or whether you're IBM, you first want to want it, and you want to want it badly enough that you want to do it. And if that happens in your mind and in your heart, there are people out there that can help you. There are people out there that will help you achieve your goals, help you achieve your dreams. You should not, at any level, feel like there's any kind of a door closed in front of you, because if you see a door, then that door is meant to be open. And you know, one of the best ways to do that is to just network with other people, connect with them. I mean, this is where by talking to other people, finding your competitors, finding people who sell in, you know, in various meetup groups, or
what about the education specialist, Griff?
Yeah.
How do they find those?
Next eBay Radio convention in Vegas.
Yay.
I mean, just anything you can do to meet somebody is going to give you inspiration. It's going to give you knowledge. It's going to open up avenues of supply, and it's going to motivate you, and it's going to keep you in touch with, you know, the shifting landscape of e-commerce. So I would think the single most important piece of advice I could give, if you really want it, it doesn't matter whether you're Bill Gates or the guy around the corner. If you really want it, you don't know it all. And the thing to do is to reach out to people who can help you achieve those goals.
And Joe, I'd like to bring up the fact that many women, men and women, and I'm generalizing here, tend to look at entrepreneurialism a little in different ways. Most women... Let's put it this way. Many women who start businesses, it's because they want to be home with their children.
Well, yes.
Okay. They've got...
Or not.
They've got that, balance that they're trying to reach of home life, lifestyle, and work. So many women, the thought in their mind, they don't say, I want to be an entrepreneur. They say, gee, I'd like to find a line of work where I could stay home and go to my daughter's recital at 3 o'clock in the afternoon if I choose to do it. And that opens up the entrepreneurial spirit for these women. And eBay's a perfect place for that.
It couldn't be more perfect. I mean, imagine the alternative. I mean, you go find yourself a storefront, go do some advertising, go get some employees, go physically put inventory on the shelf, go and do all those, analog things that represent what the alternative is. Of course, you're going to be handling inventory and managing employees and doing all of that on eBay as well, but not to the extent. And you can create the kind of workflow that you want to create. So there's a tremendous amount of latitude that just isn't afforded, you know, in a retail space. But I think the most You know, and the defining factor of that is wherever that woman wants to do that, there she is. She's local. And she is confined to whatever her catchment area is. But if she does that on eBay, I mean, you know, she's just got instant access to the rest of the world. It's a pretty good idea.
That is pretty good.
Tell us about PISA, the Professional eBay Sellers Alliance.
It was an organization that I started back in 2002 when eBay first introduced the group system. And it was just literally sellers getting together, communicating with each other, and sharing ideas, and primarily competitors. And so we held 12 conferences here in the U.S. and another 8 in Australia, which Griff is, I know, intimately familiar with, and we certainly appreciate his efforts to fly tens of thousands of miles.
Oh, it was so difficult in first class. It was such an ordeal. I'm not sure I could ever do it again.
So PISA is more eBay-centric than our cousins in the e-commerce sector, and we're looking in the future to make that happen, you know, in a more relevant manner.
How do I get put on your mailing list for PISA?
You go to gopisa.org, and you can become a member and wait for the announcements for the next convention here. And we're hoping to do a lot of really interesting things in conjunction with eBay in the future. So
looking forward
to it,
Joe.
Thank you so much for stopping by, and continue to think big. This segment was sponsored by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Coming up next, marching to your own drum. You're listening to eBay Radio.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
When it comes to shipping, sometimes you need to think outside of the box. Say hello to Roadie, the first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping community. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone. Tell Roadie what you need to send where and by when. And they'll connect you with someone already heading in the right direction. Think carpooling for cargo. When you sell those too big, too heavy items, Roadie gives you a faster, cheaper, friendlier way to send your stuff across the country. Whether you need to send an armchair to Atlanta or skis to Seattle, Roadie will get your stuff where it needs to go, even on weekends and overnight. Roadie handles the fee and payment, while real-time GPS tracking keeps you informed. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit Roadie.com.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says. Shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.